went down there, how many people were there?
Well, I got down just before 7 o'clock, and around then, hundreds of people gathered outside the John Snow. I'd say probably 200 or 300 people were there at that time.
Yeah, I spoke to Balin, Leonard, and to Amy, and they felt the need to go down there. When you spoke to people, why did they say they were there?
I think people were there in support of the couple, Jonathan and James. People felt angry. Jonathan and James had just been on a date on Wednesday evening, and then they were allegedly thrown out of the pub for an innocent kiss. And people feel people should be allowed to drink in a pub, be them gay or straight people, and they felt that they should support Jonathan and James.
Well, I've got to tell you, Andy, I didn't even have it on my agenda for drive time, and I was getting emails coming in, and many, I presume, straight people saying, hold on a minute, what is the suggestion, and where did the idea come from that stopping them from kissing or throwing them out was because they were gay?
Yeah, I feel that I've actually interviewed both Jonathan and James, and they claim that the bar manager actually came up to them and said that what they were doing was obscene and asked them to leave the bar.
What were they doing, sir?
What they've told to me is that they were having an innocent kiss. It was a peck on the lips, I was told by James. So it's nothing more than you'd see lots of straight couples doing in pubs the whole time.
A peck.
A peck on the lips.
So just work with me. Mm-hmm. One peck the other on the lips, and a bar manager came and said, get out.
Said, that's obscene, and asked them to leave the pub.
Please forgive me, Andrew. There are many people who are listening to this broadcast who may not be familiar or as familiar with the West End as you and I. This is Soho we're talking about.
Sure, this is Soho, which is allegedly the heartland of the gay community. Now, this isn't a gay pub, but it's very close to the gay area of Soho. And it's a pub that many gay men do drink in. And, you know, they go there because it's got good ale and it's got a friendly atmosphere. So I think most people were quite shocked by what happened or allegedly happened in the pub that night.
The pub was open today or closed?
Well, the pub was open until 4 o'clock. Afternoon. At 4 o'clock, I spoke to an eyewitness who said they saw people leaving the pub and the doors of the pub being locked. The pub's been shut for the rest of the evening. So when I was there at 7 o'clock, there were people outside but nobody in the pub. A rainbow flag was raised outside the pub, and I'm just outside the pub now. There's a group of about six people sat around outside, sort of early 20-somethings, and the pub remains closed.
And have we had any response at all from the owners of the pub?
Yeah, I've tried repeatedly to call the owners of the pub and the owners of the brewery, and they've said no comment.
And a sense now, when people were going away, what did we have? Lots of gay people snogging outside the pub, or what did they do, seeing as the pub was closed?
Well, it was a really fun, cheery atmosphere. The snogging outside, it probably lasted about 2 minutes, and it was certainly not obscene, and people hung around for maybe an hour and a half. There was a cheer afterwards as Jonathan and James arrived, and they held hands. They chose not to kiss on this occasion. People hung around. People were catching up with friends. There were gay people. There were straight people. Everyone was there, and people just drifted off slowly.
I just wonder why this story seems to have caught the public imagination in quite the way it has.
Yeah, absolutely. It shows the power of social networking, that's for sure, because this has grown from being a very small story that was probably just of interest to the gay community, but within 24 hours, I think the whole public's got behind the story and have become fascinated by it.
Well, listen, thanks very much for talking to us, Andy. Appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon. Andrew Dangerfield there, BBC London reporter. So let me...